We're having a discussion if tuma was permitted, if the co-community is tame, is it permitted or is it just dechuya that has been pushed away and therefore we try to mitigate it? We had two versions, if it's always permitted or, no, and I mean, even if the people there are pure, we don't have to necessarily use them. Or if there are people in that family, particular family, let's use them. But if you to go to another family, to that extreme, you don't have to. Says the Gemara. Rav Sheshes is one who says that it is tchuya, that it's only been, that we have to, that it's only been pushed away, and therefore we have to try to mitigate it. Rav Nachman says it's totally mutter. Rav Sheshes, I mean, how do I know what I say? The Tani Mulent Nebraisa. Hoya Oimid, if the Koyin was standing, or Makri, when he was bringing, offering up, Minchasa Oimid, the Mincha of Karban Oimid. The nitmas biyode, and that particular carbon became impure, defiled, while it was in his hand. Oimer, he must tell them, even though it's a communal carbon, and l'cheide tumah should be permitted, nevertheless, he should tell them. But they're able to replace it, yeah, they should.
Well, does this mean any kind of tumah?
Any kind of tumah. When it comes to the food, the carbon, any kind of tumah. We said before regarding the people, it's only tumas mace. The imain sham elahi. If let's say there's no other substitute, then oimin loy. We tell the guy heavy pikech about to open his mouth. We say be smart, shteike, be quiet. In other words, since tumas tchuya, don't say anything. However, if even though it's tchuya, but if you can substitute it, you should. So we see clearly it's tchuya, not hutra. Ketani mitzvah. However, oimer he says umevin acheres tachta is a proof to me. Says Rav Sheshes that tumah is tchuya. Omer Rav Nachman, no proof at all. My dina, here, even if you say that you're allowed to bring a carbon when most people are tameh, it's only allowed to offer it on the zbech, but you're not allowed to eat from it. And since this is a mincha, and since this mincha has to be eaten, so and if you're going to bring it up while you're tameh, even though everything's all right, nobody can eat from it, so we'd rather substitute if we can. My dina, I admit, heich, I concede, heich adika shirayim lachila, where you need to eat the leftovers, then we should try to find something tar. Rashi, four lines on top. Medina hey chadika shirayim lachila with his leftovers. I forgot the carbon tzibur, kada betuma. Even though carbon tzibur you bring up while you're tummy, ain't an echel betuma. You cannot eat it while it's tummy. Kedamini began tzaylin over mincha hanikmetzes by a carbon mincha flower offering that you take off of a handful and you put it on those three fingers and you put it on the mizbeach. And what happens to the balance? It gets eaten by the kohen. Medina, I can see the mahadrinan lasses betada. We endeavor to make it in a tayyidic way. She should not come. People should eat the leftovers.
How do they eat the Pesach betumah when that's cool in echol?
Pesach is different because that's the only purpose of the carbon. The purpose of that carbon is only for achila. Other carbon, the purpose is to be makrib, and then you also eat. That there, the whole carbon. Yeah, but the whole eno carbon Pesach is. The whole thing is just to eat. That's the mitzvah.
That's why I'm asking. So
there was a special, the Torah's matzit. But Moyadoi, we learn out that even, therefore you're allowed to eat it. But all other kabbanas, tumut with sibir, are not allowed to eat it. Says Moravaita, Mesa, I'll ask you a question. It says, on a braisa, you makriv minchas podim, if he brought up the mincha of the bulls, or elim, the rams, the chvasim, the sheep. Then it mas biyode became tummy in his hand. He says, there's no other carbon. What do you mean? It says a mincha, then it mentions parim elim chvasim. Sounds like we're talking about the bulls and the rams and all of these things. My love, parim elim chvasim from the chag of Yamta, which are all carbon tzibur. And it says you bring another one. So we see from here that it's a carbon tzibur over here, which doesn't get eaten. It's an oila. Carbon tzibur just brought in the mizbech. And nevertheless, it says over here, if there's a substitute, Kalev meir, that tumah is only tchuyi betzibur, not mutter. Omer of Nachman, you misunderstood pshat here. You thought that when it says parim and elim chvasim, we're talking about kabbana tzibur. They're all oilas, they don't get eaten. And therefore, you asked me a question, how come there's a substitute we replace? I'll tell you why. Noi, parim is para voide zorah. Parim is a par that all the Jews they idol worship, so you have to bring a special carbon. Now that carbon is also a carbon tzibur, but because it's not a fixed time, in order to be a carbon tzibur and to permit it when you're tummy, there's two criteria. It has to be a communal carbon and it has to have a fixed time. When do you bring the carbon of avodah zarah? As soon as you can. It's not a fixed time, so therefore we don't push away tumah. Par avodah zara avagav the tzibur of takas a kibbutz carbon the bekibbutz kibbutz man is not fixed time. Madrin and we try to find a substitute. Next case, elim rams. You know what kind of rams it is? Not from Yom Tov. It's ki'ilu ke'ei be'ilu shel Adam. We're talking about Adam's ram. Tak, it's a fixed time. It's Anyan Kippur. But it's his own money. It's like a private carbon.
That's right.
Even though it's fixed time. Even the yachidu, it's a private carbon. Therefore, mahadrinan. Even though before the Gemara said it's like a carbon tzibur because the carbon tzibur depends on that. But at the end of the day, it's his own money. So sort of in between. And that is why over here, we try, you try to mitigate it. And if you can find a substitute, find a substitute. And kvasim sheep, we're talking about bekeves haba im ha'omer. We're talking about the sheep that comes together with the carbon omer. The ika sherayim lachila. That carbon gets eaten. So even though it's a carbon sheep, it gets eaten. And what we say before, when something gets eaten, tuma allows you to bring a carbon, but not to eat it. And since we want to eat that carbon, that's why we find, if you find a substitute, let's use a substitute. Rashi, my love, party in the alien, the Chakje Hank carbon tibber, there are carbon tibber, there's manik with all fixed. Oh, minchas nesachim, doiche, tumme. We see that the mincha of nesachim pushes away tumme, uktani, and that mincha is just like an oil, uktani. It says, oimer, that he says, and maybe like you bring a substitute. Almo duchui, but tibber, we always look for a substitute. It says, no, you know, par means about the zora, even though tibber, oil is an oil, so nobody eats it, but to un and nesachim, bishlachachal, needs nesachim, but it's not a fixed time. Or eloi shall aren, the yemakipurim, or keves haba ima ime, the keves that comes with the ime, that even though it's a carbon, everything else, that one gets eaten. So that ime, that minchas ime gets eaten. The day you bring up the ime, you wave the ime, but he minchas kvasim, the tani lab minchas nesachim kamar. We don't mean the nesachim, the libation, we mean actually the minchas ime. The kol hi ella be minchas ime atzma, we're talking about minchas ime itself, then that one gets eaten. Haba ima ime, he nikmetzes vishirenacholm. That it, people get eaten. In other words, when we mention these three kabbanas, part Eilin Chosim, we're talking about the mincha that comes with them. And what are the mincha that comes with them? In each one of these cases, it's like an oiler gets eaten. But if it's a par avodah zara, it's not a fixed time. So therefore, why should we do a bitum if you can go ahead and find a substitute? If it's the eloi, the mincha that comes with the Isle of Aaron, since it's considered a private carbon, therefore, again, it's not really hutra. And if it's the mincha that comes with the kvasim that comes with the mincha zayimah, that mincha gets eaten. If it gets eaten, we try to mitigate it so it can be eaten. Because tumah hutra b'sibur does not allow you to eat it. Gemara.
How does a replacement help?
It's not tummy. You have in your hand a tummy, not your tummy.
Oh, the
mincha is tummy. The flower offering is tummy. Say more right. Mace will ask a question. Dam shenitma, blood that became tamei. But the evid vizarka, you sprayed it. So it depends. Bisha, you did it. You didn't realize that it was tamei. You sprayed it. Hurtz, it atones because we'll see the tzitz takes care of those. But bemazed, you knew it was tamei. Deliberately, you went and sprayed on the wall. Lo hurtz, it does not atone for it. Rashi bemazed lo hurtz. Now lochede, why shouldn't it atone for bemazed? If the tzitz is maratzah, so what's a chilik? The ava bisha tzitz maratzah is the middle of the page. Rashi, even though the tzitz lochede takes care of it, atones for it. Konsu rabbanon, the rabbanon came along and penalized you for doing it deliberately. Shloye basa nechel, we don't want you to eat from the flesh. Therefore, we're saying it doesn't work. Ava baile mi nes chaper, even though midrabbanon, if you spray deliberately, we say the carbon is no good. Only the blood became tummy, not the rest of the carbon. So if you did a b'shege, not only is it valid, but you can eat from the rest of the carbon. If you did it amazed, it's not only it's not valid, and you cannot eat from the carbon. But the bailim are still in the schap because mahatoida, it's a valid carbon. That toida that sits in menatza where the shege amazed. It's the rabbanon who penalize you. We don't want to bring another carbon to the which will be chulim. But the raisa chazi mahatoida, it's suitable and miyush aminim. We learn from the lav hetri. Now, what do we see from here? That you always need a tzitz. The fact that you always need a tzitz proves that tumah is not hutra b'tzibur. Because l'chayda, if it's tumah hutra b'tzibur, what needs a tzitz to intervene at all? Who needs a tzitz? The tumah doesn't matter. Says Yigmar, Kitani Hidi Yachid. Who says we're talking here about a carbon tzibur? We're talking here about a carbon yachid. To my carbon yachid. That's why everyone agrees that a private carbon, you don't say it's hutra if you're tumah hutra b'tzibur. You need a tzitz to do its work. So anyone who touched my coming here, we learned Amat is Maratza. What exactly is the role of the tzitz? Al hadam, it atones if the blood became tamei, or al habasar, the flesh became, the meat became tamei, the alar chelish and nitma, or the fats that became tamei, bein b'shegi, whether by mistake, bein b'maybe deliberate, the tzitz is still Maratza Matayda. Bain ba'oinis, whether it was by accident. Bain ba'rotzen, whether it was deliberate. Bain ba'yachid, bain ba'tzibur, whether it was an individual. Whether it's b'tzibur. It says clearly that even a carbon tzibur needs the tzitz to atone for it. Now, if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, that means there's no laws of tumah in a communal carbon. What do you need the tzitz for? If you tell me that tzibur tumah is mutter, lamali l'tzuyah, what do you need the tzitz for? Rashi. He will carry on him the sin of the kochim. He'll take responsibility. She eats the bayim will tone to the owners. Rotzen had it bechal mezid and rotzen and mezid chay the same thing. Ela gabe oynis shayl misa rotzen. But contrast to oynis, an accent is rotzen is consciously. Bein betzibur umidu boy tzitz since you require a tzitz little tzuye ishma min olav hetu. It's not hetu. Ma ben yochi letzibur. So what's in the yochid tzibur? Shahayochid ain't tumas haguf nitchetzloi. By yochid, the tumas haguf is not pushed away. The tzitz does not, by yochid, what does the tzitz achieve? The tzitz does not take away the tumah from the people. It just says that the carbon itself, you're still yaitz and everything else. Shahayin ha tzitz menatzal tumas haguf. And so tzibur, the tzitz does one more thing. Not only is it allow the carbon to go ahead, it allows the people who are not, they're not tummy. That the whole reason why tumas haguf gives away with great difficulty. The tzitz itself is not metaya the guf. The tzitz itself is only metaya the carbon by yachid and by a tzibur. But since if you say tum hutu tzibur, you don't need tzitz at all by tzibur. Since you don't need tzitz at all, that is tumas not hutu tzibur. Tumas not chuya. So by a guf, when we use the law, tumas chuya tzibur must be bikushi with great difficulty. Says the Gemara, one answer of Nachman says, Omer of Nachman, five lines to the bottom, Kik toni hat tzitz meratze ad yochid. When we say that the tzitz actually atones, he was talking about a carbon yochid, not the tzibur. Even though it's all mentioned together, but the word meratze is only on the yochid. All the other dinner applies, say yochid a tzibur. Just the tzitz is meratze on the tzibur. Rashi. Kik toni tzitz meratze ad yochid, Kik toni ad yochid, the tzibur don't need the tzitz, ach shedek toni. Why does it mention tzibur? The fact only that it's kosher. Shavsha tzibur kosher. Aber v'loyed the tzitz, the tzibur doesn't need the tzitz. Ela hetiru etzai, totally mutter. That's one answer. Or you buy the same, I feel the tzibur the way you read the b'raisa. It sounds like that the tzitz functions. Side by the communal tzibur, and the yachin, el chayu, when you tzitz for the tzibur. Bahana de l'kvil is man. We said before that even a carbon tzibur, like Pashal avoy dezor, a carbon tzibur, but it's not a fixed time. There's no law anymore of tumuhutra. And then you need a tzitz, Rashi. I boy zeh tzibur namikoi. Bahana kabonis, and those kabon l'kavul is man. Shela nitchis tumesla, it's not pushed away. Ka amal, tzitz ma'at alein, the tzitz of tones of them.
Any time of heter abomis, let's say during Mishkan Shila, was there heter abomis?
No, during Mishkan is only intervening years between
the tzitz was still around, or
yeah, of course it
was. So was the tzitz meratza on?
We even have Rabbi Yehi said he saw the tzitz lying in Rome. He said he saw the tzitz lying in Rome. And machlek is the word kodesh l'Hashem. He said he saw in Rome the tzitz.
So yeah. I mean, if the tzitz was still around, Lechoda, was there would this, all this apply? The tzitz
but it's only
meratza?
Carbon tzibur. It applied, but Lechoda only if you brought it in the main bomber. The bomber, there's a bomber gedolah and a bomber ktana. Everyone had their own bombers. Yochid, the bomber tzibur. The bomber tzibur is where they brought the carbon tzibur.
They still have it in Rome, right?
No one knows. In the catacombs, but who knows what's there?
Nobody knows what's there.
Well, went there.
If it was two lines,
Kodesh Hashem is one line. Yeah, two lines. Mesa, last question. It says in the pasuk, that Aaron will carry, will shoulder avoyin hakochim by carrying the tzitz. He tones everybody's avedus. He carries the avoyin hakochim. And then it's the eiz oven noisa. Which sin does Aaron carry? Which sin is he talking about here? Im oven pigel, that if somebody had in mind the wrong date and he had that in mind, harikvar nema. It says the fadish that lo yirotza, that you're not allowed to eat from that carbon if the kohen had the wrong date in mind when he shechted the carbon. Doesn't help the tzitz. The im oven noisa, referring to the oven of leftovers. Now, pigel can mean either chutzlas mani had the wrong date in mind. You had the wrong time, you'll eat it. Or chutzim akim, you had the wrong place. Carbon, kachim, and you had a mind, you had a shalim, or whatever. We'll soon see which one we're talking about here. Imav and noisa, leftovers, hadikvar nema, lo yechashi, where he said, well, that's not considered for that. So what is he coming to atone for? Ha'enu noisa, you know what he's coming to atone? Lo oven tumah. the sin of tumah. Shehutra miklala betzibur. What's the wording of this? It's clear that what? That it completely suspended the isra of tumah because we're not having it suspended. So it's clear that it's hutra. Kasher Rav Sheshet says only tchuya Rashi. Rashi im oven pigol kvanem alay rotsa im oven noisir kvanem alay chashiv. V'hachi prusot you learn. Eza oven, which sin yeda that took place. Carbon, she had six minutes, it takes care of it. She had caution. Im oven machshavet chustam akaymai. Pigle over here means yada machshavet, he eat it in the wrong place. If that's what it means, that you had the wrong place, and comes along this thing and allows you to remove that machshavet, therefore you can eat from the carbon. Hakru ye pigle, kilam yemebe say, bezvachim shlishi zachuzim akaymai. Adakaranim says, bekdoishim ti yu pigle, lo yirat. Wokimna, and we say, it's talking about bechuzim akaymai, ebe mesecht, zvachim. The imav and machshav is nicer. If we're talking about the machshav of nicer, you had in mind the machshav of the wrong date. Shechish beshechita menas lachuchutz mane. You had a kvanim said a makri voisay lo yachashav. Well, kmina we say so. My machshav chutz mane outside the time. Ha einu nicer is Rashi. Ha loshen me'ata he me'ata iata moitzer. It means now we cannot find shehe nicer that the Aaron will atone for. Ela oven korban tumah only a sin. Of a carbon tumah. Umaish no de shadin leilukula. Why dafke tumah do we say that we are lenient? Ha yilu maitzina ba kalacha. You know why we decided when it says that Aaron Tzitz is going to carry the law of tumah? Because from everything in the all the psul in the carbon, which psul do we find is the most lenient? Tumah's haguf. The tumah. Why? Because there we say hutra. There's no aveda. So we see that we took away an aveda hutra betzibur. Therefore, the tzitz comes along and says if the carbon itself became tamei, not the person who's bringing up the carbon, but the carbon itself, then the tzitz will take care of that. That's how we know that that's the role of the tzitz, to take care of tumah. Not pigul, and not, there's no coolers by pigul, there's no coolers by noiser. Where do you find a cooler? Dafke by tumah. Tumah saguf is totally suspended. Hutra betzibur. Therefore, we say that the tzitz is coming to imate the tumah of a carbon. So what do we see from here? Clear that tumah hutra betzibur. Says Rashi, "Hoy lo matzina ba kalachah lo kulah hutra letziba meklal iser shebe yochid hilcha." Therefore, shadi ben alu kulah kulah she had tzitz manatzah is a karmi yochid. Therefore, we say that tzitz also manatzah by karmi yochid. Ktoni miyosha hutra betziba alma hetra betziba is mutter. How's Rav Sheshet going to deal with this? Rav Sheshet is right. There's no question that this Tana holds hutra. However, not everyone agrees. I'll prove it to you. There's a machlekes Tana. So Rav Sheshet, Tana machlekes Tana. The time we learned tzitz. One opinion says, Rav Shimon says, Bein she yeshne al mitzchay, whether the Kohen Gadol is actually wearing on his head. Bein she eina al mitzchay, whether he's not wearing on his head. Meratze. It always atones. Divrei Rav Shimon. That's what Rav Shimon says, that the tzitz is always atoning, whether it's the Kohen Gadol is wearing it or not. The tzitz itself does it. Rav Yehuda Eman, no. It's the combination of the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz. Oy dey al mitzchay, if it's sitting on his forehead, meratze. Eina dey al mitzchay, eina meratze. Omer Rav Shimon says to him, I'll prove it to you that we don't need the Kohen Gadol wearing it. You know how? Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol sometimes wore the white clothes. The white clothes is only four begadim. So one of the begadim that were missing was the tzitz. And yet, if anything went wrong, he was menatzah. So the raya that what says Rav Shimon, that whether he's wearing it, not wearing menatzah. Now think for a second. What kind of kabbanis is brought in Yom Kippur? Only carbon tzibur. All kabbanis are carbon tzibur. And even the part of the Kohen Gadol can be considered carbon tzibur. All kabbanis tzibur. If it's kabbanat tzibur, tzibur hutra, you don't need the tzitz. What's he bringing a raya? Look at Yom Kippur. Look, if something happened wrong, we need the tzitz to intervene. It doesn't make a difference. And he wants to prove that you don't need wearing a coin's head. It doesn't make a difference because it's all kabbanat tzibur. It's a raya that tumah duchuyi b'tzibur. And that's why I need the tzitz to intervene. Kohen Gadol mi kempur echiach, says Rabbi Yishimon. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur will prove it. She'ein oidoi ha-mitzchah. He's not wearing it when he wears the white clothes. And yet ha-meratza. It atones. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hanach leKohen Gadol beYom Kippurim." Leave that aside. She tumah hutra loy betzibur. There's a tzibur tumah hutra. Klar, meklal Rabbi Shimon sava tumah tchuyi betzibur. That's very clear. Rabbi Yehuda holds tumah hutra betzibur, and that's why he says, "Don't bring me a ray from Yom Kippur because you don't need the tzitz intervene at all. Everything is mutter." And Rabbi Shimon says, "No, I hold tumah tchuyi betzibur. So you still need the tzitz." Rashi. Bein chiyeshne hatzitz al metzchah shel kohen gadol kshiidu loy tumah al karbon the tumah al karbon yom kippurim ein al mitzchah. Doesn't wear it all the time. B'shas avodas hayem ha'pinim is the inner avodas she ein nichnes lefnim with big dizav. It doesn't go inside with the big dizav. They already asked the question. What about his own carbon? His own carbon was not done inside. His own carbon was done on the outside. So therefore, he wore it tzitz. There's no ra'i from that. Amar Rabbi Zabaye benishber hatzitz. We're talking about a case. We're talking about a case here where the tzitz broke. Everyone, even Rav Shimon, who says that whether the tzitz is on you, or whether the tzitzit is not on you, it's not on the kohen, it still does its job, but the tzitzit has to exist somewhere. But if the tzitzit is shattered, fragmented, then even he's made it, the tzitzit doesn't function. Benishbar hatzitz kuli alma. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees over there that this doesn't work. Keep pligi. What's the machlekes? The tali b'chsichsas hang on a hook. Rabbi Yehuda holds al metzach only if it's on his fire. V'nasa does it do the tamid. Tamid l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. Says the pasuk always. Always means even not wearing on his head. As long as it's in existence, is l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. Rashi. Rashi, shekula carbon tzibur, everything carbon tzibur, it says you don't need the tzitz. All the inner avodas are carbon tzibur. Miklav shez avichu yehiva, tzitzu, the meratzol, vahein atonu, zmachle tzanoyim, omad abaye, milse bapen avshan, nu dinle, frish baktayu. He says a new comment, so you already finished. Okay, the two tzanoyim are arguing. Comes along abaye and says, I want you to know that even though they're arguing, they're not arguing in every instance. There's some cases where they agree. When do they agree? When the tzitz is shattered, everyone agrees that there's nothing to atone. When they argue, the tzitz is in existence, but not on the kohen's forehead. He dashens tamid, that the Shimon dashes the word tamid, always, is, as long as it exists, is always. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Al-Metzach V'nosa, only when it's Al-Metzach V'nosa. Says he, what my tamid. What do you mean by tamid? How is it possible that a kohen always should wear it? Milay boy may le beis hakisei, has to go to the toilet sometimes. Milay boy may go to sleep. So what does tamid mean? Tamid, as long as it sits as in existence, tamid, wherever it may be, meratzu. The Rishonim already asked, the Ritva, another Rishonim, what about when he goes outside Yerushalayim? Is that ayah from here, they want to bring an ayah, that the tzitz is not limited to the base of the Midrash. The Kohen God was allowed to take tzitz and go outside. He brings a story of the Gemara Yanai in Kedushin, where he wore the tzitz outside the base of the Midrash. Because the Gemara says, the only time you have a problem, how can you go to sleep with the tzitz? How can you go to the bathroom? Well, how can you go out of the base of Midrash? You go home sometimes. How can you go to the base of Midrash? Is that an ayah? You're allowed to leave the base of Midrash with it sits. All the other coin it closing allowed to because of klein.
The coin go out with a big dekuna.
No, because of klein, or even that klein you're not allowed to. But over here, even faders it sits, you're allowed to.
Did the coin God will also have to give him back to Pilk because of Malbish when he finished his.
Yeah, but he owned. Remember, every mother bought the best clothing, so he owned, but he gave it over to the community. What does he do with the word tamid? Nami oksiv tamid. How can he say it's only whilst on the forehead of the coin? He says tamid always. You know we learn with tamid that you, as long as on your head, you should always think about it. Never ever let your mind wander. A person has to touch his tefillin all the time to remember that it's there. And how do you know? Only one word, Hashem, Kedesh LaHashem. And yet we say Amar Torah Al Mitzchay Tamid. He has to always be aware that it's on your forehead. Tamid goes on you, not on the Metzach. That it always has to be. You have to be aware that it's on your forehead. Shelo Yisir Daitim in Menu Shem Yisir Das. Tefillin Sheyesh Behen Askaras Habit. Tefillin that has many times the Abish's name recorded in the Pashis. Halachas Kama Kama Shem Yisir Das. And the Machlekes is trying to is what's the definition of Hatzchad Das? The Rambam another Minyanin. That's where you the Bar Mitzvah Pupulim. But Hatzchad Das. Rashi, a metzach v'nosa v'hoya, a metzach adam v'nosa adam v'gan kolotchi. We should carry this in, and the Gemara Sukkot of Mavov that says, according to one opinion, that every time you touch a tefillin, you have to make a bracha. So what does it mean? Every second you have to make a bracha, because here it says every show you have to touch a tefillin. Show doesn't mean an hour. Every show means every time. So he say no. When we say with it that every time you have to, like every time you touch it, it means you remove it and you put it back. But if you just touch it, no one holds you have to make a new bracha. Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, the Amar says, Tamid Meratze, that regardless of whether the Kohen God is wearing or not, we'll finish this sugya. But Ksiv Al Mitzchai, it says in the Pasik, Al Mitzchai, Venosa. It says in the end of the Pasik, from the beginning of the Pasik, it says, Vahaya Metzacharan, on his forehead. But the end of the Pasik says, Vahaya Al Mitzchai, Tamid Leratzen. Should be on his forehead always. It says, Al Mitzchai, how can Rabbi Shimon say that as long as the tzitz is in existence? It's Mechap, it's Mephesh, in the end of the Pasuk, where it says the word Tamid, there it says right before that, Mitzchai, on his forehead always. It says Klor, on his forehead. And Bimura, who look for the Makkah with us? You know, there's the Taylor telling you, where should you keep the tzitz? If the Kohen Gadol is wearing it when they got him, say, I tell you, it's on his forehead between his eyes. How else do you know where to put it? So the second Al Mitzchai is not to tell you it has to constantly be on his Metzach. It's just telling you it always has to exist. And when the Kohen Gadol wears it, where does he wear it? On his forehead. Nu Rabbi Yehuda, who uses Vaya Metzach to mean that it always has to be in his forehead, to be Mechapid, where does he have the extra posture to tell you where it should sit? The Kvoy Lamakim, how does he know? Navkleim Al Mitzchai. He says twice in the Pasik. The beginning he says, Vahoya Al Metzach Aaron. So it says Vaya Metzach. And then it says, and it says, "V'hayal mitzchay tamid." What do you need a second time? The second to tell you where exactly it has to be. So why does Rabbi Shimon use the second one to tell you where it is, and the first one to tell you it has to be always on his head? You're right. Elal mitzchay v'nosa ma'avid. When it says in the beginning, it should be on your forehead. Okay, the second one he says you need to tell you where it should be. So why is it the first one mitzvah? What does he do with it? Amalach ro'u le'metzach. As long as the tzitz is in existence, I don't care if it's on his head or suspended on a hook, it's meratz. But if it's shattered, fragmented, it's no longer meratz. How do you know? Because it says v'hoya al metzach. It has to be able to be sitting on the head of the forehead of the kohen gadol. Shem meratz. Ain't ro'u le'metzach. Ain't meratz. Lafukin nishber for shattered. Hatzitz le'meratz. No, Rabbi Yehuda, nishber hatzitz ben nolei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the tzitz broke, how does he know? He no longer has anything extra to teach you that it's no good. Now, claim a metzach mitzchay. Could have said the second time around metzach again. Why is it mitzchay? And he uses metzach to teach you it has to be in your forehead. Why is it mitzchay, the extra vav, to tell you that it has to, that if it's shattered, it's no good? Hard to understand why he needs an extra pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda if he holds that the only time it works is if it's sitting on his head. And if it's broken, he can't sit on his head. You don't need an extra pasuk for that. Shimon, who says it doesn't have to be in his head, it could be any, you don't need it to tell you if it's broken.
It could be broken.
Can it?
You could bind it with something.
But yeah. Nishbur is broke. It's not just a crack. But Shimon metzach mitzchale mashe. Shimon hold. He doesn't hold the Rosh. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. We'll stop here. Can you meet the Shem tomorrow?